My name is Paul Auster, and this is the National Story Project.
It's time again for a true story sent from a listener and read by writer Paul Auster. It comes from the Crescent City.
The story was written by Adolph Lopez of New Orleans, Louisiana, and the title of the story is Brooklyn Roberts. He called himself Brooklyn Roberts. I got curious about him because he wanted to remain hidden. Then I heard he was shot and killed for almost nothing. When I was 23, I got involved in a nonprofit cooperative coffee house that served home-baked goods, coffee, and tea. It was also the land of the eternal open mic. The only rule about playing there was that the music had to be acoustic. Eventually, we would be run out of the house where we had set up shop because the neighborhood association didn't like the hippie types hanging around. That was New Orleans in 1975. Things got there a little late. But when the coffee house was still thriving, Brooklyn Roberts used to sign up for the open mic now and then. He was thin, fine-boned, losing his dirty blonde hair too soon. I guess that he was a little older than I was. He always came looking like a laborer from the early 1900s, dressed in old-fashioned, working-class, Saturday evening clothes. His performances on the guitar and piano were polished. He played rootsy blues, Robert Johnson tunes, that sort of thing. He'd finish his set, collect whatever tips he'd made, pack up his things, and leave. No, he'd disappear, always. I once asked him to play at a benefit for the coffee house that was going to be held in a local park. He arrived, spiffily dressed as usual, carrying a little suitcase in addition to his guitar. The path to our tiny stage crossed an area where the children's railroad track ran. As he approached our gathering, he deliberately started walking between the rails of the miniature track. He looked up at me and smiled. He was in his persona, walking on a railroad track like a Depression-era wanderer. He played a great set of old-time blues that day, interjecting an occasional sleight-of-hand trick. At one point, he flipped a silver dollar in the air and bounced it off the heel of his shoe and back up in the air into his hand. When he caught it, he appeared as amazed as the audience. He finished his set and disappeared. Lots of people wanted to talk to him, but he just vanished. Later that year, I attended an early incarnation of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. I was waiting for Muddy Waters to play his set when I spied Brooklyn Roberts near the edge of the stage talking to a stagehand or manager. I turned away to talk to some friends. Minutes later, when I looked back, Brooklyn Roberts was at the piano playing some wonderful ragtime and jelly roll blues. He played for about 5 minutes. I guessed that he had talked the stage manager into letting him play until Muddy was ready for his set. He'd had no introduction, nothing. Brooklyn Roberts just got up there and played, and then he disappeared. The next year, I helped organize a benefit for New Orleans street musicians. My group performed at it, and so did Brooklyn Roberts. Again, he played a terrific set of old-time blues on the piano. Again, he disappeared at the end of the set. He'd come dressed in his usual period attire, but later, when I spotted him sitting in the audience a few rows away from me, he had changed into modern clothes and was wearing a floppy, Gilligan-style rag hat. I called to him, wanting to congratulate him on his great set. He stayed where he was and smiled in acknowledgement. Then he just turned away and pulled down his hat a little farther. Years later, after I'd left New Orleans, I asked a friend about him. She told me that he'd been shot and killed for his money and his jacket. My friend told me she'd heard that he'd said to his assailants, "You wouldn't shoot me for my jacket, would you?" And they did. I made some other inquiries. All I ever found out was that he had been a well-liked coach, Coach Bob, at the local Jewish community center. I still have his business card. In the four corners are floral ironwork designs, and his name appears in capital letters in the center, Brooklyn Roberts. This is all I know about him.
Brooklyn Roberts, written by Adolph Lopez in New Orleans and read by Paul Auster for the National Story Project. We invite you to submit your stories, true stories only, mind you. The email address is National Story Project, that's all one word, nationalstoryproject@npr.org. And please send your story in the body of your email, not as an attachment.